Happy Thursday, friends. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Once again, February 24th, the date. It happens to be National Chili Day. John and Steve got confused over football leagues, and we had an interesting topic that we went to the phones with. What was fancy in your mind as a kid that didn't turn out to be so much as an adult? Song Stories today featured a song that wasn't on Houses of the Holy for some reason. The economy is obviously awful right now, and inflation's even affecting the tooth fairy. And John had a rather sweet brainstorm that we took to air today involving Girl Scout cookies. Have a listen. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
I gotta tell you, I told Steve about this earlier, Dave. I woke up this morning, I was convinced, absolutely convinced it was Friday.
Oh, that's the worst. The worst.
And then, I'm walking into the kitchen, and all of a sudden I realize, no, it's not.
Yeah, shed a tear.
32 degrees outside, a cloudy morning. We'll probably see some showers today. High temperature, about 37 degrees. Nothing like yesterday. Oh, my God, I was outside with Ditto yesterday.
Glorious.
For hours. It was just great.
Yep.
Just absolutely great. And just like, okay, and now it's February once again. But 32 degrees outside right now. By the way, it is National Chili Day.
Oh, yeah?
And it is National Nacho, National Tortilla Chip Day.
Let's go well together.
Couldn't they combine? Could they just make it National Chili and Tortilla Chip Day?
Yeah, Nachos Day.
Right. Did the Tortilla Council not get together with the Chili Collective?
No, they're special.
And make a decision on this thing? All right. When you eat chili, are you is it just meat or is it meat and beans?
Meat and beans.
Meat and beans.
Oh, yeah.
Peppers.
Really? Peppers. Yo, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Load it up.
Peppers?
Give me everything.
Mm-hmm. Peppers.
Yeah, bell peppers, yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Sometimes a jalapeno.
Right. Yep. Right, yep. Right. Cheddar on top. Sour cream.
I don't need the beans, right? I love the meat of it, but I don't need the beans. Cheese?
Oh, yeah. Cheddar. Yeah, sprinkle it all over. Nice and
crackers or corn chips?
Oh, I'm a chips guy.
All right. What about cornbread? You ever have cornbread with
it? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right.
Dip it in butter.
Sour cream?
All the time.
No.
Right. Yep. Right. Give me all the toppings.
Raw onions on top.
No.
I'll do that. Yep.
Yeah, of course
you'll. I'm a toppings whore.
Of course you'll do that. If a food stinks, Dave's going to eat it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Remember the other day we were talking with Matt about spring football, the XFL?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And everybody was kind of vague on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's the reason why. I didn't realize this, but The Rock, you know, Wayne The Rock Johnson, the reason why he was part of that kickoff, he's also the head of the revamped XFL.
Right. I did know that.
All right. And basically what the XFL, as opposed to before, it's going to be like a farm team system for the NFL. Like, especially for things like rules and what players can and cannot do and stuff like that.
So, when does that start though? Because they just did the USFL back is also back.
It's also
the Philadelphia Stars are back.
Okay. All right. So and I'm convinced I'm confusing the two.
Are you?
That's what I was doing with Matt. Now that you said that, I thought the XFL was in place of the USFL.
Okay.
All right.
It's not. Okay. So The Rock has nothing.
The Rock has nothing to do with that.
So why was he at the Super Bowl?
Because he is the head of the revamped XFL.
Which has nothing to do with the NFL?
No, it's part of the NFL.
And the USFL is not.
And the USFL is not.
It's actually baseball.
All right. It's the closest we're going to get.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I was thinking about something. This is a strange trigger of things. Remember Christian Finnegan was on the air a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, yep.
Christian lives in a neighborhood that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about this last night, about that neighborhood and the area where he lives as opposed to where I live. And the area where he lives, when I was a kid, there was a restaurant called The Half Moon.
Okay.
And when we go into The Half Moon, it was like this was the most incredible night. You know, when you're a kid, you're old enough where you're not going to be like wild kids. You're just going to be, two kids going to dinner with their parents. And the Half Moon restaurant was where we went for pizza.
Okay.
Because at that time, there were no pizza places, right? There were no pizza parlors, no place on the corner. You know, there was no pizza by the slice.
All right.
The only time you could get, small pieces of pizza is if you went to a bakery and got tomato pie. All right. But if you wanted
pizza. That's so bizarre to think
if
about.
If you wanted pizza, you
makes
went
no
to.
Makes no sense.
All right. And for me as a kid, going to the Half Moon was, this was the height. This
You've
was,
made it.
This was it. This is going to be a great night. I wonder why we're not in tuxedos.
Got to hit the lottery. You
know? We're going to the Half Moon. Wow. It wasn't until years later, and I was thinking about this last night, that I realized the Half Moon was just a bar.
It was probably a dive.
It wasn't much. It was a bar with some booths, right? And we would go there, and you know, and they'd bring out the pizza, and they'd put it on the table, and you know, you'd have the whole pizza for the family, and it was just like the thrill. But basically, what I thought was such a high-class thing, in reality, was a trash thing. Right. And I think we've all had that. When we were kids, there are things that we looked at that we saw as like, oh, this is living, right? When in reality, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was the norm.
No, it wasn't at all. And I can't be alone on this. So I'm going to open up the phone lines to it. What did you think as a child was fancy? And when you grew up, you realized, it's really kind of trashy. All right? So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Do you got one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
We used to have Encore Salisbury Steak, like the family pack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I thought it was like, yeah, all right, steak night.
This is name brand.
Yeah.
Encore.
Encore.
I think it was Encore. I remember the thing it came in. It was like a piece of cardboard, right?
Yeah, like a tray, right?
It was like, yeah, a white with red striped tray.
Wow. As opposed to my introduction to Salisbury Steak was, it was a Swanson TV dinner.
Oh, okay.
All right. I had it sectioned off.
I think this was cooked possibly in the oven.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely okay. In the oven. Yeah. The Swanson TV dinner went in the oven also.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Right.
I just assumed it's microwave.
Yeah, there was no microwaves yet.
And everything cooked at the exact same temperature at the exact same time, which was always kind of interesting when you got the TV dinner that came with applesauce.
Yum.
So what was it for you? What did you think was really, really fancy when you were a kid and you realized when you grew up it was really a trashy kind of thing to do? So when it comes to fancy trashy, right, what did you think was fancy when you were a kid, and but you realized when you grew up it was a trashy way of eating or doing things, right? I have to assume that Cindy, you know, being the girl who lived on the farm, right, that you know, she didn't have any of these luxuries when she was there in her gingham dress plucking chickens.
I don't even know what that is. What the hell is a gingham dress?
Come on, it's a check dress. You know, we were brought up very classy on the farm.
Oh, yeah? Really?
It was the country estate, John.
Oh, it was the country estate. Right. Where every morning they took on the sport of milking cows.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, fine. All right. Classy farm she was at. They wore rubber gloves when they milked the cows. So, I'm afraid to ask this question, Steve. So, Cindy, we get into this whole thing about fancy versus trashy. Because when I was a kid, we used to go to this restaurant, the Half Moon restaurant, and I thought it was just like the classiest place on earth. I didn't understand why we weren't all dressed up for it. And that's where we would go to get pizza, because there really weren't a pizza parlors at that time. This is as close you had. And then when I grew up, I realized it was just a dive bar, right? You know, and they made pizza. That's all it was. But for me, it was like such a special night. And Steve had his Encore dinners.
Salisbury steak.
All right.
It's like thin burger patties.
I'm afraid because something tells me that in Dave's world, it still goes on.
Oh, probably. Dude, I could do an entire show on this topic. An entire week's worth of shows and a best of.
Okay, so what was the thing? What was the thing when you were a kid that you thought was so classy?
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, so fancy.
Right.
Right. And you realized, no, this is as trashy as it gets.
Family vacation, because every year we went to the same exact destination. We all looked forward to it. And it could have been Cindy's farm, for all I know. We went to Lancaster County.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we couldn't really afford anything else with five kids. We didn't have a ton of money. Wasn't exactly trashy.
Right.
It wasn't exactly fancy going out to the farm, hanging out with the Amish. No. They didn't even take us to Dutch Wonderland,
which is out there. Yeah. They didn't even take you to Storybook Land.
Or that, too.
What would you guys do?
A good question. There was like a Noah's Ark in the back of this farm. We'd play on that.
All right.
We'd run around in the cornfield. We would chase cats around, and then we'd ride the Strasburg Railroad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
wow.
Sounds pretty awesome, actually.
It was pretty awesome.
Nice and hillbilly.
It was awesome. But it wasn't as grand as I thought in
we
my head.
Two hillbillies here. All right. So what was it for you? What, when you were a kid, you thought was the, it could be something you ate. It could be someplace you went. Whatever it might be, what did you think was so fancy? So, I remember, and to this day, it's, you know, in certain restaurants, it really is fancy. But I remember going places and shrimp cocktail. You ordering shrimp cocktail was like, oh, the Rockefellers are here.
Let me thumb my nose at the seat next to me.
So what did you have that you thought was so fancy when you were a kid? And when you grew up, you realized, God, that's really kind of trashy. Call us here in the studio.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Philly Pops. Pops Rocks Let It Be March 11th through 13th at the Kimball Cultural Campus. If you want more information, go to phillypops.org/letitbe. Today is the anniversary of the release of Physical Graffiti. And, of course, one of the big questions about Physical Graffiti always has to be, why is the song Houses of the Holy on Physical Graffiti? Why wasn't it on Houses of the Holy? And Jimmy Page has addressed that.
It sort of begs the question, why didn't you put it on the album called Houses of the Holy? Well, the reason was because we could. We could leave it off and put it on another album. In the days when there wasn't an internet frenzy, if you sort of sneezed or scratched your head, you could do things like that, and people would sort of go, why do they do that? I don't understand that. I guess the conclusion is because they could.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a three-generational question here for all of us. All right? Cindy and I being one generation, you two being another generation, then your kids being the third generation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cindy. When you lost a tooth as a kid, mm-hmm. how much money did the tooth fairy leave you?
A quarter?
Me too.
Dollar.
Dollar?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Like a buck and buck
I think,
50.
I think you were both going to say a dollar too. All right, right. What about your kids?
Haven't lost any yet.
You haven't lost any
yet? None
yet.
There.
Got one loose. That's it.
Well, you better prepare because the cost of living is going up for the tooth fairy as well, right? The annual what's the word I'm looking for? The annual take. Right, inflation is playing into the tooth fairy. The annual take for a kid from the tooth fairy nowadays is $5.
Yeah, that's insane.
$5. The average, that's the word I was looking for. The average is $5.36 compared to $4.70 last year.
Who decided this?
I have no idea. I think it seems that kids in the Northeast are getting the most.
Who is, let's go back to the $4.70 average that you said. Who is giving a dollar and change out to 470.
Someone might be giving, you know, a quarter where, you know, it's coming out to 470.
Y'all, so. $5 is stupid.
Yeah, that's insane.
My kid would be happy with 50 cents.
That's insane.
Gets him a Super Bowl and a yo-yo, a Q-Mart.
That's it.
And he'll be happy with that.
Right. What? Look, the Tooth Fairy left me a yo-yo and a candy bar? That bitch.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
There's this thing that I do every year when the Girl Scout cookie time comes along, and it's silly, but I get a lot of fun out of it. All right, I'll see the Girl Scouts. You know, like I'll be at the supermarket, and there'll be a couple of Girl Scouts with their parents there, and you know they're selling their cookies, and I'll come up and I'll ask them, you know. I asked each one of them about, okay, what's your favorite cookie? And one girl said, oh, I like this one because it's this way, the other thing. And the other girl asked the other girl what she thinks. She said, oh, I like the Thin Mints, and, you know, that's my favorite, or something like that. I said, okay, well, I'm going to take your recommendations. I'll take your trifolds and I'll take your Thin Mints. Give me a box of each. And they give me the boxes. I pay them for them. And then I give the girls the cookies. Mm-hmm. All right? You know, because it's like, first off, look at me. I do not need more cookies in my life. And secondly, this way I made my donation and I've stuck to my diet. And each time I do it, the kids get such joy out of it. So I was thinking, and seeing that it is Girl Scout cookie time, right? What if we were to, each one of us, to adopt a troop?
All right.
Somewhere out there in Girl Scout cookie land.
Which is Pennsylvania.
Right. I went and I looked at the Girl Scout website. Right. And you can go in there and you could put in a zip code.
All right.
Right. And it will give you, the Girl Scout troop, in your area.
A troop finder.
A troop finder. That's basically it. And then you can order cookies from that group online right through the website.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do
that. Right. So I was thinking maybe, right now you're in Montgomery County, right?
Correct.
You live in Montgomery County. I live in Montgomery County. You live in Bucks.
I'm Bucks boy.
Okay. All right. So I don't want to have one for. Maybe we pick a random zip code, one from Montgomery, one from Bucks, and I'll do Delco.
Okay.
Because basically I figure if I was born and lived in Philadelphia from when I was a kid, we would be a family that started in the Northeast and then moved to Delco.
All right, so you started in the Northeast and then stayed in the Northeast outside of the city limits, basically, is
basically
what that is.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Right.
That's basically it.
Okay.
You know, so I've always identified with both the Northeast and Delco.
Okay.
Right? So I'll do Delco, and we'll just grab a random zip code and find a troop and then support them and give them a link at WMGK.com, right, and ask people to go in and of course, I would have to win because, you know, people like me more than like you two.
Oh, we're going to compete.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was competition.
Okay. I realize. All right.
Well, there's got to be something in it for us as well, you know. So see which one of us could, sell the most cookies or which troop would sell the most cookies.
All right.
So now it's just a matter of picking the zip codes and all that stuff. And then give us till about Monday. And we will have it up on WMGK.com. And you'll be able to have the cookies shipped right to your house. Right, and you could do it all online and support the Girl Scouts all at the same time.
All right,
so,
perfect.
And this way, and we'll just like I said, we'll look at all the zip codes in each one of the counties, and I put them in a hat, pull one out. Okay, that's the one. You know, that'll be Dave's.
Cool.
This will be Steve's. That'll be mine. And then and then it'll be.
What is this?
Come on, who do you think this is?
I don't even know.
Is it the Nuge?
It's
Ted, oh my God!
It's Ted Nugent.
Wow.
He likes his Girl Scout cookies. We want to get to Fancy or Trashy in a little bit. Maybe this happened to you. We're talking about things that, like, when you were a kid, you thought that that this thing was like the fanciest thing on the planet. Like Steve was talking about Salisbury steak. Mm.
So good. Back with memories.
Right? I just had Salisbury steak.
Really? Was it in a microwavable thing?
No, it wasn't in a microwave. No, Lisa made it from scratch. And it was actually, it was like, you know what? This is really enjoyable. Had that with mashed potatoes and, mushroom gravy. Sure. It was terrific. Absolutely terrific. But back then, you thought that that was like the biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Could anything be more special than Salisbury steak? And then you realize when you're older, lots of things could be more special than Salisbury steak. So what was it for you? What did you think when you were a kid was fancy? All right. And then when you grow up, you realize it's really kind of trashy. So call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. You know what's sort of odd? I was thinking about it with the Girl Scout cookies, right? We're all men with men. All right, like you've got two boys,
sure.
I've got one boy, you've got two boys, right? You know, so this is a good thing that we do something.
Never had
Girl
one
Scouts.
In my family a Girl Scout, so yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, this is foreign territory.
Your sister was never a Girl Scout?
Never.
All right, what about you and your brothers? You guys Boy Scouts?
No, none of us.
Well, you lived in the woods anyway. You had to be prepared.
Exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
A couple of weeks ago, we had Christian Finnegan on, and Christian lives in the neighborhood that I grew up in. And it got me to think about it last night, and back in the day, When I was a kid and we were going out for pizza, we went to this place, the Half Moon Restaurant, that I thought, you know, like, oh, my God, this is just as good as it gets. As a little kid, I mean, I guess I was like maybe 8 or 9 when we were going there. My brother was 4 or 5.
The Rockefellers were sitting at the table next to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were. They were. It was because it was such a class joint, right? The Half Moon Restaurant. Right. And that's where we went for pizza. There were no pizza parlors at that time. You didn't buy a pizza by the slice. Either you went to someplace and got a pizza, right, or you didn't. That was it. You might be able to go to a bakery and get like a tomato pie, but
so pizza bizarre. Place,
I know.
That is so weird to think about.
I know. And when I started thinking about it again, and I realized when I got older, it was just a trash bar. It really was just a trash bar, and you know, and that's where we went. But I thought it was the height of eating for me. I was like, "What? Should I put on a tie, Mom?
Yeah. Did that get a raise?
Right. Yeah. What happened?" And so your vision changes over the years, obviously. But I thought it was so fancy, and then I realized years later, no, it was really kind of trashy place. And what was your fancy, Tracy?
Having Salisbury steak at dinner. I just thought it was, oh man, steak night.
And,
hell
yes. And you didn't have it as a TV dinner. You had it as
like the family pack.
As the family
pack.
Yeah,
there's like the 8 of them in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, that's O-N-C-O-R.
Correct.
Encore.
Oh, my God. The choiciest name brand.
And yours was all about vacation.
Family vacation, yeah. I didn't realize that everybody else was going to Disney while we were going to Lancaster County to hang out with the Amish. Seemed cool at the time.
So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got people on hold already, and Conrad is there. Good morning, Conrad. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, John. How are you this morning?
Damn fine. All right, so what did you think was so fancy when you were a kid, and now that you look back at it, you realize it was a trashy thing?
The Clementon Lake Amusement Park in Clementon, New Jersey.
That's still functioning, isn't it?
It shut down during COVID, but somebody bought it, and I hear they're reopening it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. But I've never been there. Tell me about it.
And it had one of those old wooden roller coasters that it seemed like you were going to get decapitated, and it had this train that ran through. But that roller coaster used to scare the crap out of me. And then when I went and took my kids years later, it was like, oh, this is lame.
Did it have anything other than the roller coaster? Maybe a merry-go-round or something?
It had the salt and pepper shaker, which was one of those things that had like two cars at the end of the arms that would spin around.
I hate those.
Yeah, it was designed to make you throw up.
Yes, right. Exactly. Exactly.
And yeah, it had all sorts of rides, and it had a steamboat that went out on the lake. It was really cool as a kid. Right. And like I said, when I went back later as an adult, it was like, oh.
Yeah, right. That's what happened when I took Casey to Storyville.
Oh, Storybookland?
Storybookland. Yeah. Right. As a kid, I remember going there like, oh my God, this place is gigantic. And then I took son there, right, when he was like 10, and he was like, this sucks, Dad.
Pretty sure it is exactly the same now as it was when you took Casey 30 plus years ago.
Probably.
Have a good morning. Ed, what about you? What was your fancy but really trashy thing?
My mom used to swear she got a fried chicken takeout from a place called Gino's in Summers Point.
Uh-huh.
And then we come to find out it was banquet fried chicken. From the freezer section.
Yeah, from the freezer. She was buying banquet and convincing you it was from somewhere else?
Me and my three sisters. She'd say I got fried chicken from Gino's in Summers Point. I grew up down the shore. That was the only fried chicken place. Right. Then all of a sudden, we found boxes in the trash that said banquet frozen chicken.
Yeah, nice. You see that red box in the trash. Wait a minute.
Ronnie, what about yourself? The trashy thing that you thought was fancy.
The hot dogger.
What is the hot dogger?
It was made by Presto. It was a drawer type thing where you stuck hot dogs on a point on each side. And shut the drawer, the electric went through and cooked them.
Oh, God. I totally forgot about that thing.
How long would they take to cook?
About a minute or two.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like an induction coil. It's all it was shoved into a hot dog.
Yeah, and how many burnt fingers did you have after using this? It's like a death trap.
Well, you couldn't really electrocute yourself unless you pushed the drawer in, so it was safe while it was pulled out.
Would they come out like boiled hot dogs, or was there any grill marks on them?
No,
they
grill
were
marks.
Swill up. They just had two holes in the end.
That was it.
So it was a straw.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a beef straw.
It was hot dog juice.
Good morning, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. All right. Something you thought was fancy when you were a kid and you realized it was just trashy when you grew up. What was it?
It was the Chongqing Chinese food dinner.
Oh God. Chunky Chinese
what
food?
What is this?
It's Chongqing Chinese food in a can.
What?
In a can, yep.
And they had like chop suey was one of their things. And it would sometimes, Sue, do you remember the double can? Because one of them had the noodles in it, the dry.
Yes.
The...
Yes, it was such a treat. We thought that we were like eating fancy.
Wow. So wait, you didn't have pizza parlors or Chinese food restaurants?
No, you back did. In the day? You did, but this way you didn't have to go to a Chinese food restaurant. You could pick it up off the shelf in a supermarket and make it when you want it.
I'm looking at a poster for it. Serve six for less than $1. Eating good in the neighborhood.
You'll feel like you're in China.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.